Helping Hand, HPR1 stations, and then online at hawaiipublicradio.org. Friday afternoons, Helping Hand puts a spotlight on organizations, events, or topics that offer assistance to the disabled and other folks among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence. Thank you for listening. A returning guest organization, the Muscular Dystrophy Association of Hawaii, dedicated to curing muscular dystrophy, ALS-related neuromuscular diseases, also provides healthcare advocacy education, and there are a lot of ways that we can support them in their mission, and that includes the October 14th MDA Muscle Walk of Hawaii. We turn to Executive Director of the Muscular Dystrophy Association of Hawaii, Jade Guess. Welcome to Helping Hand.
Thank you for having me today, Dave.
You are quite welcome. And describe first the group of related diseases.
We actually cover about 43 neuromuscular diseases, so it is a wide spectrum. Some of the diseases only affect little boys. Some of the diseases are found right at birth, and then some develop in adulthood. So it really is a wide range of diseases. When somebody suspects that they may have muscle disease, they will contact our office and we will set them up with a doctor to get them the testing necessary to find out if they do, in fact, have a form of muscle disease that falls under our umbrella. MDA is really focused on being there from day one.
A resource for both people and for healthcare professionals?
Yes. For some of our doctors on the neighbor islands, they may contact us here and say, hey, I have a patient that's coming into Oahu. Can you connect them with resources? Right now, our care center is going through a transition. It used to be that we would be able to travel to the neighbor islands and bring the neurologist there. We hope that that program will be up and running within the next year. The other program that we currently have that we're able to impact our clients island-wide is our equipment assistance program. Mm. We have a loan closet in our office of gently used durable medical equipment, wheelchairs. One of the things that shocked me when I first started at MDA, for a lot of our clients, once they get a prescription for a power wheelchair, it takes them a year till they actually receive the equipment. So they can call our office and we're able to provide them with a power wheelchair or electric wheelchair. We're also able to provide walkers, travel wheelchairs. We have a beach wheelchair that's accessible that will get delivered to their home so that they can go spend a day on the beach. These are all the barriers that we're, as an organization, trying to help our clients overcome.
Does it cost anything for people to take advantage of this?
It does not cost our clients anything. We raise the funds necessary to be able to provide them these services.
If there was, let's say, someone listening and it really touched them that it's a lack of funding that's preventing the neurologist from getting to other islands, are you saying that if somebody wanted to provide a grant, some funding, some sort of mechanism to get neurologists around the state again, you guys would be interested in hearing from them?
Oh, absolutely.
What are some of the other things that you think are important to let people know about?
We have a wonderful resource hotline. They can call our office to get that number, but when they call that number, these are individuals that are dedicated to connecting them with other resources. It's more of a business schedule
That's
of ours.
A national thing, or is that local?
That's a national thing. It started up towards the end of last year, and some of our clients have been able to access it and get really great information.
Other things locally that are available to folks?
Our support group programs, a separate support group that is just for individuals with ALS and their caregivers. We are looking for a new location currently, and that support group meets on a monthly basis.
You need a space to conduct just the support groups at?
Mm-hmm.
About how many square feet, and ideally, where should it be located?
Space for 5 to 10 people, a small space.
500 square feet or less,
yeah,
to cover it. For patients and their loved ones who are dealing with ALS,
mm-hmm,
Lou Gehrig's disease.
Once a month in the evening, we need it to be accessible.
Right.
We need an open parking lot space.
So that a wheelchair lift could unload, mm-hmm, a heavy wheelchair and get into the space. If somebody reached out to you, Jade, and had a space, that would be something that would really help people in need to be able to get get together.
Absolutely. We're really blessed to have the partnership of Shriners Medical Center. Mm-hmm. They're actually going to be hosting a general support group for us. So that's anyone who falls under our umbrella. Another program that we have is our summer camp program. Mm. For a lot of our kids here, they're attending schools. They may not be around kids that look like them, that are in wheelchairs and things like that.
Creating integration.
Yeah. We have this week-long summer camp that is focused on their ability. We fly kids in from the neighbor islands, as well as have kids attend from Oahu, and they go out to Camp Erdman on the North Shore for a week, and they're paired 1-to-1 with a volunteer, sometimes 2-to-1.
Young people with no disability paired with someone with a disability.
Correct. And also adults. Their job is really to be their caregiver on top of their biggest cheerleader. The eligible age for summer camp for our keiki with muscle disease is 6 to 17. For some of our children, this is the first time that they get in a pool.
They have a device there that can lift people from wheelchairs into the pool.
Correct. This might be their first time away from home.
Now it's humbling.
For our volunteers, it's a great experience because even though the week is very taxing, they leave very refreshed and know that they've really impacted lives of kids, that they've empowered them. I think that's the key. These children are getting the opportunity to realize that even though they're in a wheelchair or maybe they need to use a walker, they're still able to do a lot and their future looks bright.
It's a level of personal development that's also going on with the volunteer too. Someone who comes away from that is going to be so much more considerate and kind to the disabled people that they encounter the rest of their lives and have so much more of a sense of understanding, compassion, and empathy.
Exactly. And for a lot of our volunteers, they come back year after year. As long as that kid is in camp, because they build a relationship.
Amazing.
They build this...
A bond with that one kid.
And on the flip side of that is a week for the caregivers to rest and relax,
right,
and reconnect with each other.
Because they're not on duty for one moment because they've got trusting, kind, caring volunteers who want to take care of their child for the week. So you're saying their intense caregiving requirements get a pause, which is mm-hmm. probably pretty healthy.
One of our mothers just shared with me that it also allows her to spend time with her other children, taking them on hikes and things that she might not necessarily be able to do.
So great opportunities to support this as a volunteer.
Absolutely. And if there's a group out there who wants to get involved.
Like as a team, you're saying? Either.
As a team, we have a group of artists that come out every year and teach the kids.
So volunteering, you're pointing out, can be in a lot of forms. You could come and volunteer and be one-on-one with a child. You could come and perform music for them. You could teach anything that you're involved in, working with plants, animals. If you've got a skill, you want to hear from them.
Absolutely. Volunteers in office, whether it's packing out supplies for an event, helping us with mailings. We've also gotten support from the social work community, volunteering to help with our support groups. So we're always looking for people with skill sets, whether it's computer design or they just want to come in and answer phones.
And October 14th, the MDA Muscle Walk of Hawaii. It's in Kapolei.
It is.
You can do it with your coworkers. You can do it with your friends. You can do it by yourself.
People just raise funds. If they raise $100, they get a t-shirt and they can actually walk for a specific disease. Or if they just want to walk for a program, we set up a website for them. They have a team website. We really encourage people to come out on the day of the event.
You can use social media or however you'd like to get in touch with people. The MDA will actually provide a customized donation page for you, and then you'll be able to send that link to whomever and say, hey, please support my efforts. This is what I'm doing. Here's an easy way to do it. You send that link and people can just donate right there.
Absolutely. It's that easy.
MDA.org/office/Hawaii, 808-593-4454, Hawaii@MDAUSA.org. All their contact information, the full feature, the radio feature, all of our other Helping Hand guests waiting for you at HawaiiPublicRadio.org. It's Jade Guess, Muscular Dystrophy Association of Hawaii. She's the executive director. October 14th, MDA Muscle Walk of Hawaii in Kapolei, but lots and lots of other ways to help them, including trying to come up with a location for their ALS support group or volunteering with them in their office or at the summer camp or at the walk itself. Real pleasure to have you on. Wishing you a lot of luck and a lot of success. Thank you.
Thank you.